growth, increase, expansion, evolving. We seem passionate about teenagers and young adults. Yes, you. You're welcome to the Victorious Voice Network. We are committed to being a voice and communicating life in a hopeless and vulnerable world. Listen to the Victorious Voices as they bring a hope for you.
I've actually been having a great time in this series, like biblical teenagers and youth, the youth that made impact. Yes, and we've considered the life of Joseph. We are considering the life of Esther. So on today's episode, I would like to continue from the last episode, some practical lessons that we can learn from the life of Esther. So I want to say that you will take a lead role. You will need to take a lead role in the position that God has placed you. Yes. You will take the lead in action. You will always take the lead because you are God's ambassador wherever you find yourself. So Esther, that was what she did. In the book of Esther, chapter 4, verse number 17, Esther actually made up her mind that she's going to do this. She's going to speak to the king. She's going to go to the king. And she said, if I perish, I perish. And let me say that before you can actually come to this point, it means that you've actually grown to a certain level. You are so convinced. And you know that God is going to bring a way when it seems there is no way. So irrespective of what people are saying around, irrespective of the challenges, irrespective of what is going on around, you can say, oh, I am going to do this. I'm going to take the lead role here. I'm going to live for Jesus. I'm going to stand for what is right. I'm going to stand for what is good and proper, right? Just like the three Hebrews men, look at what they did. They stood for God irrespective. Look at Daniel. The scripture says Daniel proposed in his heart that he's not going to defile himself with king's meat. So you need to take a lead role in wherever you find yourself as Christian youth or teenager. You really need to do that. Because you believe so much in what God has told you, believe so much in God's promises for your life, and you know that you cannot even trade these promises with compromise. You cannot compromise your standard of living just to be accepted somewhere. Yes, Esther didn't do that, and that's what we should learn from her. She stood her ground. That this is what the Lord would have me do, and I want to accomplish it. And again, never lose hope. Never lose your hope. Never, never, never. When you are getting down, when you feel that this is not going to work again, just build yourself, be encouraging the Lord. There's something I used to say that we need to be surrounded by people that will encourage us, really. And the scripture says in the book of Samuel, I think 2 Samuel, I think, that then David says, the scripture says, and David encouraged himself in the Lord. Yes, David encouraged himself in the Lord. You should encourage yourself in the Lord. That this is God's work and it's going to be revealed. Yes, it's going to be achieved irrespective. Make up your mind. And I think this was not mentioned in the first episode regarding Esther's story, that Adasa is actually Esther's birth name. So when you hear Adasa from people, you should know that that is actually Esther's birth name. And another practical lesson that I would love to say is that God's plan for you does not surprise him. God has amazing things in store for you. He has so many things. And I know you have so many things in your mind too. Many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand. So give expression to the purpose of God for your life. give expression to the purpose of God for your life, regardless of a man's plan. God has a final say because he's in authority, he's in charge. Regardless of your plan, God has a final say over you. He has a final say over you. So I want you to hold these three truths, three lessons very dear to you, and give expression to what God is going to do. Yes, you can actually challenge yourself that you pray that you be able to take a lead role wherever you find yourself. You stand firm in God's word, irrespective of the circumstances around. You're going to stand firm in God's word. Yes, and God is going to equip you in the name of Jesus. This Esther story is actually a beautiful one, and we cannot even exhaust it. So we'll continue from this episode in our next episode. Thank you so much for joining us today. God bless you. Feel free to share with your friends. God bless you. Thank you.